Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk. Because I'm happy that alone, if you
feel like that's what you want to do. Cathal O'Sullivan is with me in studio this Wednesday afternoon to put a little smile on all of our faces. How are you doing?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad. The weather has turned a corner.
I know.
It's bright. There's no rain. Nothing to complain about, Cathal.
Absolutely not. Definitely not here on Reasons to be Happy anyway, Andrea.
No, definitely not. I know a lot of people will be celebrating this Sunday. I am your mother. I am your mother. You listen to me. You listen to me. Stop all the mansplaining. No one's listening. Tell me who gave you the permission to speak. I am your mother. I am your mother. You listen to me.
Yeah, Andrea, Mother's Day,
Mother's Day this Sunday.
Of course, we're celebrating all of our mothers out there, especially my own and your own. But yeah, this research out today by Asda gave me a bit of a laugh. 2,000 people were, I suppose, surveyed on this, and it's about our mumisms.
So the things. So it's an actual thing.
Yeah. So the things we say that we've learned from our mother over the years, and like off the top of my head, one that I always say is even to my housemates, if they ask me why, I'll say that's the why.
That's the why.
And it doesn't mean anything. Like, there's nothing really that, like,
it's kind of a, I'm right.
I'm right, yeah. And I get that from my own mother. But 56% of adults repeat a phrase that their mother has used at least 3 times a week. 36% of parents only realize they were becoming like their mother after having children themselves. And the age of 37 is the age you realize that you start to kind of sound like your mother.
Yeah. You know, like, I can't believe I'm going to admit this, and particularly on radio, I definitely am. I can see there are times I go, Christ, I'm turning into her.
But I'm the same. Like,
yeah. And you're right. It was probably around 36, 37. Do you know the first time I noticed it?
Go on.
When I was going to start making people taking their shoes off, going upstairs. That's the point. I knew the minute I even entered my head that people were going to have to start taking shoes off on a beige carpet, I was like, you're actually turning it.
I do one, like, absolutely, like, it's great living with housemates, but sometimes when someone leaves something outside the dishwasher, I'm like, are you afraid of that?
Are you afraid of it?
And it's my mother all over. Some of the most common phrases are money doesn't grow on trees.
Oh, yeah.
Don't talk with your mouth full. Don't eat that, you'll spoil your dinner. And I've got eyes in the back of my head. That's a good one.
So 37, that's the point at which we start repeating our mums.
Yeah, that's when we become our mothers.
Yeah.
But, like, do you know what? It's not an awful thing either.
No, it could be so much worse. No, and there's times. She'll kill me if she's listening today. Thank God she's working. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. We want to hear your mumisms that you've inherited.
It's Shachtin Agilliga, and all year long, I have people sliding into my DMs asking me how to actually improve their Irish. And what I always say is immersion.
Ik val gaf lan lech meerlechis quids a kuig a gashan skrabasha and sample is kutsi and thids virlechis a mask a folamior in the Gaelga.
Here's 3 more filler phrases that you can use this Shachtin Gaelga to sound that little bit more fluent in your everyday Irish.
Cancelling English words and replacing them with Gaelga and Tachtin saw the word is lofa, which means rotten.
Yes, Andrea, Shachtin Gaelga atá ann. And great news for the Irish language. Research conducted by Amorok Research in collaboration with Gael Coulter and Udoras na Gaeltachta has revealed a striking shift in the national attitude to the Irish language. Obviously, we've seen kind of a bit of a shift over the past year, and people
I'd say even the last 4 or 5 years.
Absolutely. The hunger to learn, like, Nismo Gaelga is kind of at an all-time high, and there's been a bit of a vibe shift. But this kind of research has shown that those under 35 are kind of those wanting to learn it the most. So 73% of under 35-year-olds in Ireland want to improve their Irish. And 52% of this group already use Irish in at least one setting in their life every day. And then 47% of those under 25 are using the language socially with friends. So that's a striking figure that people under 25 are starting to use it. I was on the bus yesterday, and I actually stopped my headphones because I heard the man behind me speaking fluently Oscailga. And, like, it was just kind of like, whoa, that's kind of cool. Like, it's a bit interesting.
Did you understand everything he was saying?
Yeah, well, like,
you've decent Irish.
I have quite decent Irish, like, enough to be able to understand. And while on my goose side, like, Nismo Gaelga in my head, like, I want to be using it more and more. And it's so important to be using it and just replacing, like, simple words that you can do every day. Like, even saying slán to someone is so kind of, it's so nice to be able to say that.
Bet,
But, like, the usage of TikTok and Instagram and stuff like that, like, you've heard Gail Gavio, Gail Gorey, loads of different creators there before the piece. And like, they're kind of creating this shift online. Like, the amount of people searching Gaeilge TikTok, hashtag Gaeilge TikTok online has jumped 120% in the last year.
Which that tells you all you need to know, doesn't it?
Like, it just shows
a definite resurgence of Gaeilge through TikTok and social media. It's great to hear. Now, where is the sexiest accent?
This might be the first time that you've heard my native accent, because in most of my movies, my accent is either English crumpet or it's American hot dog.
Hola, et puc fer una pregunta? ¿Qué es l'amor? ¿Tú qué piensas? Es que yo le digo que yo no sé. Vale, vale.
I was very anxious that they wouldn't think that I was just a little Irish innocent boy, so I was really determined to frighten them.
Oh, well, Andrew Scott there finishing that piece. Mm-hmm. I think he has such... Maybe it's because we're Irish that we're attracted to the Irish accent, but he has been named the sexiest accent out there. So Andrew Scott has topped this list that is out today from Pour Moi, the brand, asking 500 participants to listen to over 100 high-profile celebrities and decide which one has the nicest accent.
Yeah. So, I think the Scottish accent has to be the
best. James McAvoy there at the start of the clip, I think he has quite a, like, I don't know, I think it's maybe the Celtic kind of twang that we get.
The Welsh is lovely too.
Yeah, I do like a Welsh. And like, topping the female list this time around was Rosalia, the singer, and she was in the middle of the clip there, but sure, she could be asking me anything. You'd find it attractive. She'd be like, turn off the immersion, and you're like, jeez, that's lovely, isn't it? But Andrew Scott topping the list. They're saying, I suppose, it's all to do with pitch, speed and volume and tone and stuff like that. And the Irish one, Andrew Scott, of course, who's famous for being the priest in Fleabag, tops the list for people out there.
Have you a favourite Irish accent?
I think a Northern accent is always lovely. Jamie Dornan's accent is lovely, but
it depends on the Northern accent, now too.
Yeah,
as a border girl, I can say that.
Absolutely. Now, being part Kerry, I think I can say that I like a little bit of south of the country. Yeah, absolutely.
I was surprised to see this gang making a comeback.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you?
Yes, Andrea. The Pussycat Dolls. And you know what? To my knowledge, like, I wouldn't have been the biggest fan over the years. But when I saw this, I got a little bit excited, because it's one of those things that if they were to make a comeback, you'd go.
Do you know what? I mean, there's no end to the SHIT music that I'd go to watch and listen to, right? But I'm not even sure that I'd go to see the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, I think
there's
you
only
would.
One song I know, and it's that one, don't you?
You know, don't you? You know, buttons, loosen up my buttons.
Oh, yeah.
There's a load of them that you don't think.
All the raunchy songs.
Absolutely. Well, Kimberly Wyatt, Ashley Roberts, and Nicole Scherzinger. So I suppose the three most confident singers out of the original set.
I don't know anyone else in the band.
They have been spotted hanging out a lot recently, and billboards have started to pop up around the UK teasing kind of this PCD comeback, which is the Pussycat Dolls. They're saying, we guarantee our next concert announcement will stick with you. Stick with You was one of their kind of original songs, but it's an imminent reunion of the Pussycat Dolls. And I think having seen them once in your lifetime would be great. They're a real, like, OG girl group that, like, dance. They're like Girls Aloud. Like, I saw Girls Aloud there 2 years ago and they were unbelievable.
But they have a huge catalogue of songs. I think Pussycat Dolls have two, and I couldn't even remember the second one.
I think we'll
And I love nonsense pop music. if they're not talking to me, who are they going to attract?
There's plenty of people out there that'll be delighted to hear their
Do you know what though? I can't remember now. I sound very cultured when I tell you this. I went to see, I was actually at the Three Arena, it was 2 or 3 years ago. And I was at an opera gig.
Oh, go on, yeah.
And Nicole Scherzinger was performing at it. I'm trying to think. Maybe it wasn't. It might have been actually at Andre Roux, you know, the...
Oh, yes.
The violinist.
Yeah.
I think, was it at his gig she sang at it?
Yeah, I think
she... And she's unbelievable.
Yeah.
She came out and did it. I think it was his...
She's been on Broadway and been on the West End and won Tonys and...
she's brilliant. She is, in fairness.
She's well able to move.
Now... A huge focus on this at the weekend.
I love what I do. I love cinema. I believe in storytelling to bring us together as a community. I believe in women's voices to tell those stories.
all eyes on Jessie Buckley this weekend.
Isn't it unbelievable?
Yeah. And you know what's most striking is that if Jessie Buckley wins this weekend, she becomes the first actress in a very long time to do the full sweep of all the awards, the BAFTAs, the acting,
yeah,
the Golden Globes and the Oscars. But she also becomes the first Irish woman to be named Best Actress at the Oscars. So we had Cillian Murphy named Best Actor last year and Brenda Fricker, obviously, in 1990 for My Left Foot, but she won Best Supporting Actress. This is Best Lead Actress in a movie. Like, it's... For a girl from Killarney, like, it's such a huge deal.
It's unbelievable. And I know there'll be a huge focus around the fashion too at the weekend. Not that that's... I know that that is a big part of the Oscars,
yeah,
you know, and,
yeah,
and the support, I suppose, the knock-on support that comes with it. Well, we are going to soak up the Oscar Mania tomorrow. We are on our way to Killarney this afternoon. We're broadcasting from Buckley's Bar, Jessie Buckley's family pub, tomorrow afternoon from 12 o'clock. I'm really looking forward to this. We just want to go down. Do you know what? Isn't it such a great thing for the country? We've got Irish actress nominated for the biggest awards ceremony of her industry, you know, likely to walk away with a gong, just incredible focus on Irish TV and movies. So we're going to go down to Kerry tomorrow and we're going to soak up all of that atmosphere. And we're really looking forward to meeting like people that have known Jessie Buckley from she was a young kid, you know, and start night. So really looking forward to that. People can join us from 12 o'clock tomorrow afternoon if you want to tune in. For the moment, though, Cathal O'Sullivan, thanks a million for bringing a little bit of happiness to our week.
Cheers, Andrea.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.